Welcome to No Boundaries.
Excuse me, we were supposed to say that in a very somber tone.
That's right.
It's a somber tone.
That's right, we're doing a sad
tone. The legend
tone.
Has died.
That's right, I forgot.
The GOAT, the greatest of all time.
The man
ladies
himself.
And gentlemen, Hugh Hefner has, he is no longer with us.
It's a shame.
I'm pretty broken up about it.
He's not in a better place.
He's not.
No, he's definitely
he's
not.
Really not.
How could you top that?
There's not that much tail in heaven compared to what he had.
He's not in
You know, it's unfortunate. It's very unfortunate.
Yeah.
We're going to dedicate this whole episode.
His wife
episode.
Was when he died?
Like 30.
Like what, like 16?
That's a bit odd. How old
close.
Was he?
Close. You're halfway.
18.
No,
that's
she was 31.
Oh, 31? Who was his wife this time?
Because
they changed. Like,
no, he only had three wives.
But he had a lot of girlfriends.
Yeah,
definitely.
He did.
Wasn't
yeah.
her name
yeah.
Crystal?
Crystal. I think it might have been Crystal Hefner.
Okay, let's look
And
that
she
up.
Got nothing. She got nothing from him.
Oh, yeah, she got nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I ain't
well,
saying she's
I mean,
a gold digger.
She probably could still live in that
she's
house,
not.
Though.
No, they're selling the house.
What?
Yeah.
Wait,
his
what?
His neighbor
yeah,
bought
the
house.
Mansion.
His
neighbor bought the house.
I thought his son was going to take
it
over.
No, yeah, he's not he's taking
he,
over the
his
company,
neighbor
but
bought
the
it.
Mansion is gone. The mansion is no
his
longer
His neighbor
the
bought
Playboy
it for $100 million.
Mansion.
Holy... I almost
you
swore.
Could say, I feel
I
like
almost
this,
swore.
No, I don't think we can.
No, I don't think we can. I
still
think
don't think we can, unlike you. Oh, that was clever.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, $100 million.
Yeah.
So, wait, she was 31?
Yeah.
It's like a 60-year age difference.
That's literally a 60-year age difference.
Yeah. So, I wonder if he could get it up for her.
You know, you have to wonder. Maybe she's not alive yet. When you're 60 years old and you're not married yet, maybe maybe she's just being born.
Okay. He died in the mansion, which, I mean...
That's the place
on.
To go.
Yeah.
That's the best place you can die.
Totally.
Absolutely.
He's not... That is sad, though, that he's not going to a better place. Like, there's no way he's going to a better place.
0% chance. That he's going to a better
I'm
place.
Sad that the mansion is being sold. That's like...
I feel like that should be a monument.
That
should American history.
It should be made into a museum.
It should be made into a museum. I was going to say that.
Yeah.
That's such a great idea.
That's awesome.
That's why we're here.
Okay.
So we're on the same show.
We need to get a GoFundMe
page.
GoFundMe? A GoFundMe to turn the Playboy
To buy
mansion.
The Playboy Mansion
Playboy
off
Playboy
of the...
Mansion.
And turn it into a museum.
Into a museum. Me and Sam will lead the charge.
Okay.
We're going to create it right now live on this show. Should we? Should we?
Sure.
No, I don't think.
Okay, yeah,
I don't think we
much.
Have that kind of time.
Well, that's a
What
that's
a life.
Statement.
I mean, come on.
Did this man have a bad day?
I think he did.
When he was first married. Other than yesterday, obviously, but did he have a bad day?
When he was first married to his first wife, she cheated on him while he was in the war, and it was like... And
no way.
Yeah, she cheated on him while he was in the war. And
so maybe that, like, sparked,
It gets better, man. It gets better. She was like, I'm so sorry. And it was, like, devastated and stuff. She's like, you can have sex with women because of my infidelity and I felt guilty. And it was quoted from her, I would hope this would make our marriage perspire. And then they divorced 4 years later.
Wow.
Yeah. Millie Williams. That was his first wife.
How did you research this?
I looked it up a little
we
bit before.
We were doing research while you were at your event prior to this show. Speaking of this
that.
Show, this is on Thursday this week because of Sam as well.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad because I was late and I also had to change.
You know, it's okay.
It's
okay.
Fine.
Also, right. There's no speed dating this week despite being promised. That'll be next week due to the scheduling conflict.
Well, it's actually I was going to say it was due to Hugh Hefner's passing. But,
or that. And that. We just, you know. It's a sad day.
So, he was like,
Your name is Millie.
Oh, you know what, Millie? Because of you, I'm going to objectify women for the rest of my days.
And get sued millions of dollars for...
What a guy.
Uh-huh. In the 70s, it said that his net worth, or like what, when Playboy was at its height in the 70s, the early 70s, he was worth $200 million in the 70s.
That's a lot of money. In the 70s, that's a lot of money.
And that was probably shady money, too, with like the Playboy clubs and stuff like that.
Probably.
The stuff that went down there. My uncle had a gold membership there. I have his card in my wallet. Yeah. My Chinese.
Where?
I don't have my wallet with me. But he had a gold membership. He was Chinese.
That's awesome.
Yeah. The gold. Chinese part, yeah.
I think it's like, I just think it's interesting. I'm so curious to see how this is all gonna.
They should make a documentary on him.
I would happily direct that documentary.
The Hugh Hefner one?
Yeah.
I think we all would.
No, I mean, like, seriously, though. That'd be a gosh darn good documentary right there. Here's an old Playboy magazine. First time in any magazine, full color, the famous Marilyn Monroe nude. Whoa. Jeez, though. I love how his son's taking over the company. Like, that's great. What's I watched a little video about his son.
What's his son's name?
What is his son's name? Let's look.
Harry Hefner?
No, it's not Harry.
So that'd be someone with an H.
He has 4 children, looks like. Cooper Hefner, Christy Hefner, Marston Hefner, and David Hefner. I'm not sure which one is taking over.
Maybe both of them. Split it 50-50.
I think it's Cooper Hefner.
A cool name.
I think it is Cooper Hefner.
That's like a dog's name. Wow.
Millie Williams.
Vanilli?
No.
Millie Vanilli.
We're just shocked. Crazy. We're just shocked. That's
right.
Shocked. We can't talk.
Deeply saddened.
We're deeply saddened. Good phrasing.
And his second wife, Kimberly Conrad, is 55.
Cool. That's what my mother is.
That's such a stereotypical playboy bunny name. Hi, I'm Kimberly Conrad. Yeah.
That's the stereotype.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's like the.
It's like that Brittany and
Tammy.
Anything with an E at the end of it?
Or a Lynn, like in Ted. You guys are...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. All the white trash.
Brittany Lynn, Jimmy Lynn. Yeah. Tammy Lynn. All right. Now let's...
Try to upbeat the feeling here.
Yeah. We've mourned enough. So, don't know if you guys have heard of this show, but there's a new MTV show. Actually, I don't know how new it is. I don't really care. It's called 90s House. Pew, pew, pew. We got to get an air horn noise maker thing.
I feel like that would add to the annoying things on this show.
We could just use the phone.
Like, people already have to hear my voice, and then, bring on an air horn.
I don't know.
90s House.
Our 10 listeners wouldn't like that.
It's an awful show. Terrible. Awful show.
Oh, I thought you said off show.
No.
Well, we watched 30 minutes of it and came to that conclusion.
Yeah, we watched 5 minutes of it, and I was like, man, I hate these people. So I guess they have to do 90s media and sitcom related activities, some reality show. I don't know. Look it up. It's dumb. I don't care. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Oh.
Anyways, unless you guys have anything to add.
I didn't have anything to add.
It was a horrible show.
I just wanted to say what a travesty it is and how far has MTV fallen. They're bringing back TRL, though, which is really cool.
They had to bring back Pimp My Ride. That was the show.
Bret Michaels' House of Love.
Yes.
They should bring that back, too.
I hate that show.
I think it's so funny.
Okay, TRL coming back makes
you guys
really happy.
Think that show is funny because of, how bad it is.
Yeah, there's some shows that are like that. They're so bad that you want to keep watching them. Why is Keeping Up with the Kardashians still on?
Because people actually enjoy it.
Okay, that's a valid point. That's a valid point.
Speaking of,
segue.
Not only is my main man, what's her name again?
Your main man, whose name you don't recall.
Jenner.
Kylie.
Kendall.
Kylie Jenner. Not only is she preggers, but
Khloe
Kardashian
and Kim via the surrogate.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, yeah, right.
Three of them.
Forgot about that.
So there's going to be many more Kardashians for our entire lives.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's a dynasty.
The,
oh, God.
They can feel the football team. That's how many Kardashians.
Well, they've slept with a
they've
football
slept
team.
With football
so.
Teams.
Oh, I yeah. love the joke. What's the difference
Reggie
between
Bush.
A goalie? Oh, no. What was it? Oh, I hate myself. I can't think of the joke.
You know what? It might be okay because I feel like if you are going to think of this joke, you're going to get us kicked off.
It's not. It's a condom joke. It's funny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's cat. Yeah.
It's a condom joke. Yay. Okay. Yeah.
But
Kim Kardashian gets more rubber passer than a hockey goalie. That's what it was. It was something like that. I think that's a funny joke.
That wasn't worth the wait. It was still good. But what's going on here, though? Because, like, Kim was flipping out yesterday. I researched this story. Jonah researched the Hugh Hefner story. Kim was flipping out and calling, like, Caitlyn her stepfather that's now a stepmother.
I don't think they're married anymore.
I know they're not, but
I believe
they're
the,
not married,
the greatest
but,
athlete in the world
yeah,
who is now
yeah.
a woman.
Okay.
That's what we mean.
But she
which
like,
is okay.
She called Caitlyn a liar and said, like, that she shouldn't be confirming anything and called her a bad person and whatnot. That was for some other reasons, too, but I feel...
I have a question about the whole Caitlyn Jenner thing. You know how, like, transgenders,
God.
Where they're, like, you know, they want to forget the past.
We're going there. We're going
where they
want
to, like, forget the past. You think Caitlyn yeah. still, like, brags about her being an Olympic athlete?
I would.
I would. If I won a gold medal, I'd let people know.
Like, if I were Caitlyn Jenner, everybody knows that I was...
Bruce.
Yeah,
gold
that
medal
I was Bruce at one point in my life. I was Bruce Jenner, one of, if not the greatest athletes in the entire
exactly.
world. So I would hope.
You think she could still do it?
Run? Or? We're talking about running, right?
Yes.
I'd say yes to both.
I want
to
get a Wheaties box with Caitlyn Jenner on it.
I want to find the Bruce. What if it's Caitlyn recreating the pose
Sports
that she did?
Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Oh my God! Oh.
I read she was posing nude somewhere.
Oh, Jesus!
I haven't heard any more, but I saw it on Twitter. It was like a verified account, so it must be true. You know.
Oh, that's gross.
Bruce
I thought
Jenner.
You were into the MILF thing.
Not DILFs who are now MILFs. Not into that.
Jonah, how's your virtual reality goggle experience?
Those
been?
Are amazing.
Oh, jeez.
Virtual reality goggles, if you have $15 to $60, I recommend spending them.
For the phone one. If you, I mean,
for
you
the
could,
phone one. If you have more money.
If you have like a dope PC and you want to spend like $500 on a Vive or an Oculus, be my guest.
Dude, you can get a Bruce Jenner Wheaties box for $5. Oh, crap. No, that's incorrect. That's like an animated drawing version. Like, you cannot find a real one online. They're, like, gone. It said tons of them were bought when he announced that he was transitioning.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Into Caitlyn.
That's interesting.
If anyone knows where we can get a Bruce Jenner Wheaties box to put in the studio, that is totally our own private studio, please let us know.
Definitely. Or if somebody could, like, Photoshop one, that'd be fine, too.
Okay, I thought of a segment here. I thought of a segment.
Just now? Just now?
Just now?
It's with the topic. It's with the topic. What are the Kardashian babies' names going to be? We have North. We have Saint.
Saint? Is that really?
Saint's Kim Kardashian's son's name.
She has a son?
Yeah. Saint West and Northwest.
I think the next one's going to be Nick.
Nick West. Ha! Ha! Ha!
Ray J.
Ray J.
Ray J. Jr. Ray J. West.
Yeah.
I fear for what Kylie awesome. And Travis Scott are going to name their child.
What was DJ Khaled's son's name? Ashjad or something like that?
It's Assad.
Assad? Sorry.
It's like an actual name.
No,
that's like,
a name.
I got to give DJ Khaled props for actually naming his son
a real name.
A real name.
Not like Jupiter.
Yeah. Or
Venus
Apple.
Or Venus Williams, the goat of tennis players, other than her sister. So that name's kind of reserved.
Who's better? Is Venus better or
Serena's better?
Serena's the older one, right?
No, yeah. She's younger.
Oh.
No,
she's
sure?
younger.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah,
she
you're
just
right.
had the child.
You were right.
Whose name, I don't know if it's a normal name or not. I haven't looked at it. Mostly because I didn't care.
George Clooney is naming his child
He's having a kid.
Yeah.
Is this his first one?
I think so, yeah. It is his first one with his wife.
George Jr.
It's going to have a normal name. I don't know. I think it's like Edward, actually.
Edward. That's my middle name.
All right. That's nice. I like that.
It's a good name.
I think it's Edward. Don't quote me on that.
Okay. Now, what about not the segment you said about the Kardashians? What about just weird celebrity names in general? Like, they never name their kids something normal, usually.
I know. Like, no. I don't see the point in that. Like,
it's not like the Outsiders were like Rob Lowe, Soda Pop.
Those are nicknames.
No, they were the actual names.
I don't think so.
I read the book.
I read the book, too, and they were the actual names.
I read the book. I'll have to read the book again.
That's probably what he referred to them as, but those were definitely not the real names.
I'm pretty sure they were the real names.
I doubt anyone in the 50s named their kid Soda Pop.
Well, this book was written in the 70s.
We're talking about a fictional book about some greasers, not a real-life thing either, so.
Yeah, well, whatever. Soda Pop would be Soda Pop Kardashian.
Soda Pop Kardashian.
Soda Pop West. Soda Pop Scott.
I'd pay to see that.
Yeah, their children are going to be terrible rappers. That's
your career prediction? SoundCloud rappers.
Oh, no. They're going to have like deals.
Oh, they'll have money, so they'll
Yeah, totally. With like Tidal. They'll all be on Tidal too.
Tidal exclusive.
Yeah. Tidal Everybody exclusive loves rapper. Tidal.
The best streaming industry ever.
Totally. Tidally.
They could call it Jay-Z and Friends, basically, because that's the only people that are on it.
Yeah, like, it was all of Jay-Z and all of his... It was Jay-Z and all of his friends. And then they were like, whoa, we're not getting any money from this. Let's leave. And that was, like, Jay-Z and Beyonce and Kanye West. And then Kanye West was like, I'm mad at you now. And then he left.
Did you see the pictures of Kanye West where he looked kind of fat?
Yeah, I saw those.
They like had pictures of him up and about. He looked kind of big.
Yeah, he was looking a little chunky.
That's all right.
A little chunky.
Who cares?
That's going to be the rap name. That's St. West's
rap name. Little Chunky.
Little Chunky.
Little Chunky West.
Little Chunky West is St. West's rap name. Predicting it right now.
Little Chunky Scott.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait. Travis Scott's name is, Travis. Travis Scott. That's like a really white name.
That's like a NASCAR driver name.
That isn't. Holy crap.
Travis Scott.
I just eliminated the face and the music from Travis Scott's name.
I see a NASCAR driver.
Hi, I'm Travis Scott.
With Copenhagen as his main sponsor. Like,
yeah.
Coors
or Miller.
Or Coors or, you know.
Yeah. Some
just Natty Light.
Duck Commander or some hick thing.
Yeah. This is my new line of Mossy Oak sweaters. I'm Travis Scott.
These sweaters are made out of 100% tree bark.
Also, O.J. Simpson is allegedly getting out of prison in October, right?
Yeah, he's
in
on
October
parole.
October is like 4 days away.
Yeah, he's on parole. Or he's getting
so
parole.
So I would say that the Kardashian thing is going to get even more intense because of the rumored affair O.J. had with Kris Jenner.
Well, I mean, he's getting out of prison.
Have you ever heard the rumor that's Khloe's dad is actually O.J. Simpson?
I have heard that, yeah.
Oh,
I feel like he's...
And ladies, he's single. To quote Michael Che.
You know, I lost my train of thought now.
I love OJ. OJ's so funny.
Yeah, we all
Simpson.
Love OJ. Yeah.
The OJ
what a
Simpson
great,
family
what a
guy
solid
episode.
Dude.
The Family Guy episode with OJ is one of the best ones.
Oh, my God.
I will fight that till I die.
That is a pretty
when
good
Lois,
episode.
Like, trips with the lasagna and it splatters everywhere. And, like, Brian walks in and sees OJ next to her and he, like, starts flipping out. Great episode.
Yeah. Yeah, murderers are hilarious.
Murder.
I just think, I like how they're bringing back the Bronco.
I like how they're getting the gang back together.
Yeah.
They need to have one that's like a color for the Bronco that's like L.A. Chase White or something.
Yeah, L.A. Chase
something
White.
Dope like that. Like,
they should call one version the O.J.
Yeah.
Just simple. Keep it simple. The OJ.
Totally.
The OJ special.
The OJ special. What a
like
guy.
The.
Some people still believe that he isn't guilthy.
He had to.
A lot of people believe that he's not guilty. But he's totally guilty.
I definitely did it.
I mean.
Yeah. He
who else would it have been? Who else had a motive? No one. No one.
Who else was there? Who else was speeding down the highway?
Why would he have ran away on the highway with the whole LAPD behind him if he didn't do it? Like, why would he have run away? Because he's good at running?
And he was like...
Say, I want to take the Bronco for a spin today. Yeah, listen.
Watch that.
No,
watch that police chase.
I want to go 30 miles over the speed limit down a highway.
I like the people on the overpasses, like, cheering him on as he drove by. Like, that's my favorite part about that whole thing.
I never saw that.
Like, yeah, go OJ. Yeah.
Stab me, OJ. Stab me next. Oh, God. All
that's
right.
So weird.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
I'd
well,
love
here's
to. We should get him. We should find his
yeah, let's get
phone
him on
number
here.
And call.
We should
him
definitely
here.
Call him.
Like, we should call Nick Cannon, which we have done
once. See if we can find OJ's number.
I don't think we should do that. I don't think he has a number.
OJ Simpson could be
right
released
now
on parole as soon as Monday.
What?
Oh. We got to have him on the show
we
that Friday.
We should call him. We should get in touch with his agent, assuming he still has one. And
you think he'll go back to the NFL?
I think he's maybe a little too old.
What if he becomes like an ESPN announcer?
Oh my God, that would
they
be
would
the
they
funniest
would totally do that too. I can totally see that.
I don't see it. I don't see that at all. If they couldn't have an Asian reporter whose name happened to be Robert Lee.
Oh yeah.
And they had to take him off the air, then they are so. Not
no, beating
have.
Women and murder is okay, but being Asian and having the name of a racist person in the Civil War, that's too far.
the NFL, well, I mean...
NFL promotes women beating.
I want to create a new TV show, a new reality show about, like, all of the athletes, like, professional athletes that have done terrible things living in, a house together. Yeah. Actually, I'm going to buy the Playboy Mansion. And then I'm going to fill it with, like Michael Vick and O.J. Simpson.
Michael Vick fought dogs, though, and O.J. Simpson stabbed somebody.
Well, they're pretty bad. I mean, both are pretty... I mean, definitely O.J. killing a couple people is worse than...
Yeah, I feel like you shouldn't put him there.
Michael Jackson did it. Michael Jackson. Michael Vick. Michael Vick did his time, though. Like,
that's true. He did.
He did his time.
He didn't do his time on a TV show, though, on a reality TV show.
You're right. They should get the worst NFL. Like,
it'd have to be guarded with a lot of police.
Yeah.
If OJ's going to be there. Or not, because he's innocent.
OJ
so whatever.
Simpson didn't do it, though.
But
he's totally innocent, so we don't need to worry about it.
Yeah, we all enjoy cops, don't we, fellas?
Oh, yeah.
But more than the cops, we like to see how funny the crackhead / heroin addicts.
You ever
watch
Live
like
PD?
Watch.
It's like a live version
yeah,
of
I've
cops.
Seen
that
yeah.
show is hilarious.
That show is so funny. There was a guy on there who...
I just tried to segue into the topic.
Yeah, I know
but let's,
you did.
Let's,
but,
yeah,
I know. But no, there was a guy on there. He had like 23 traffic ticket violations.
Yeah.
And the guy pulled him over. And he's like, sir, did you smoke any marijuana within a time of you driving? No, I had some like maybe a couple hours before I went driving. He goes, all right, and he looked them up. He goes, this guy's going to jail. He's not. He has 23 traffic violations.
Alaska.
Or no, 23 DUIs. It was something like that.
Oh, what?
I don't think that's possible.
I think you can. Now they have it like you go to jail. Like,
yeah.
Alaskan State Troopers is also up there.
That's good. I like
that's
that.
That's a great show.
Speaking of up there.
Heroin addicts.
I was actually going to go... just skip that part because I'm really excited about this one, which is the couple that was filmed up there in a plane.
Oh, yes. Having sex in the airplane.
Yes. Like they didn't even go to the bathroom. They were just like doing it right.
I respect them. Kudos to them.
I don't
respect them.
I kind of like.
I think it was like, you know what? Good for him. I think good for him.
Yeah. Speaking of him. He had a
oh, well,
he
yeah,
had a fiance who was 5 months pregnant.
That's right.
Yeah,
I don't
good
think
for
she's,
him. What a great
yeah,
guy.
Solid.
That's right.
Yeah, you're really loving that.
But, I don't love the guy what he did like to his fiance. I do not condone that. I don't like that. But getting a nut on a plane.
Yeah, okay then. You ever see the video of after a Yankees game? There's a New York subway and these people are having sex like on the subway. He's like,
that's not even the worst thing that has happened on a New York subway.
It's not.
That's
trust
true.
Me, but
you know what the worst thing this has probably happened on a New York subway?
Oh, dear God.
It's. I bet it has. It's a very It's got to be some like O.J. Simpson related crimes that have happened on the New York subway. That
someone was just stabbed and then went on a massive manhunt through New York City.
Definitely. I mean, what?
I don't know.
Well,
Mile High Club sounds fun.
I think I would be. I don't know if I'd be as open about.
Do you think O.J. Simpson's on the Mile High Club?
What, of killing people or having sex?
The latter.
He's on the 87 miles an hour down the L.A. Freeway Club. That was a pretty terrible joke.
Almost 100 mile an hour club.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone 100 in a car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you not? Are you a communist?
Like, no.
You know, ever since you got that new liver, you've been a bit of a communist.
Speaking of new livers. I was going to say, speaking of communists.
Oh.
Steven Seagal! Yeah, Russian citizen Steven Seagal. What a guy. So the Russian citizen Steven Seagal, did I mention he's a citizen of Russia, is calling the kneeling protests at the NFL games disgusting because of how anti-American they are. Just a reminder, this is Russian citizen Steven Seagal, who is a citizen of the country of Russia.
Which is still basically the Soviet Union. And Putin is trying to get it back to the Soviet Union.
Let's not go into that. I don't know how.
Talking about that is a whole another episode.
Just saying, he's a communist.
Well, Steven Seagal, man.
I hate him.
Go away. Go away. Go back to Russia and shut up. That's so, like...
Teach hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah, put on your, weird Fruit Ninja outfit and, like... how could you even say that? You live in... You're a citizen of Russia, and you're calling a peaceful protest disgusting.
I don't really think it's that big of a deal.
No, it's not. Like, you can't get mad about, like... Like, I understand people getting mad about riots going on in the streets. Those are violent protests. Yeah, I mean, they're protests. You should hear their message, but you should not condone their...
activity.
Their riotous activity. Exactly. But you know what activity I am totally on board with? Kneeling. Like...
It doesn't hurt anyone.
It doesn't... It hurts your knee. It hurts the people that are actually kneeling.
Gets it a little irritated.
Yeah, it has, grass marks on your knee.
The worst is, my knee's feeling a little sore.
Yeah. Trump's not having any of it.
No, he doesn't like it at all. I think I'm going to start kneeling just because it makes him mad. I think everyone should.
Is that what makes him
almost,
mad?
No, it doesn't make
him mad.
Is
that what makes him mad, Donald Trump?
Do you think Colin Kaepernick ever, looks around and is like, damn, I started something. I started something, yeah.
But I still don't have a job.
He has millions of dollars, so I think he's
good.
Okay.
He's got a sick afro and millions
of
dollars.
It's gone now.
Oh, it's gone?
Yeah, he doesn't have his afro.
Yeah, afro's gone.
Whatever, I don't care.
Have you ever seen the...
I don't watch football.
No, I watch.
I watch football teams and their owners kneeling.
I can't remember what it was.
Because it's all over the news.
It was Spike Lee or someone. Got this organization together. They're going to have a protest for Colin Kaepernick, and they spelt his last name wrong on the flyers.
That's great. That's fantastic.
That's where he's at in his life now.
No,
what's next? Are we still on this?
Oh, whatever. I don't care. I don't care anymore. People aren't allowed to speak their mind in the United States of America. Then
we're all talking about how
get out of here. Then just I don't care. I
don't
really care.
You're allowed to voice your opinion,
anymore.
But. Not if it's the wrong opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know what? That makes me mad.
I think, I'd say it does.
What else makes you mad?
Dads who go out for cigarettes and leave their kids but don't come back. Not the fact that they left their kids, but the fact that they told them they were going out to get something else. If you're gonna leave your kids, you might as well just tell them, "Hey, I'm never coming back."
Is this a personal experience?
No, it is not.
By the way, this is a. I mean, it would make me mad if it were. I mean, it makes me mad that other kids don't have dads that went out to buy cigarettes.
Unfortunately, I have parents.
By the way, this is our segment. What makes you mad? Casey, you.
Da da da.
Yeah, that's the theme song for What Makes You Mad. It goes da da da. Taya Kyle. Oh yeah, this made me mad.
Oh yeah.
This made me mad, because she's also mad about the NFL protests. Taya Kyle is wife of Chris Kyle, American sniper.
Bang bang.
who was an interesting character. He is now dead, sadly.
Could you take any longer to explain
that? Well, I don't know. I mean, like, nobody – I don't care what Taya Kyle has to say. Like, I don't care what Steven Seagal has to say. I don't care what the president has to say. I don't care. Like, why does Steven Seagal matter? Why are people like, oh, you know, this –
the guy who made really crappy 80s – hand-to-hand combat movies. We should ask him.
Yeah, like, why are people like, oh, this kneeling, this peaceful protest thing with the NFL seems to be a pretty big deal. We should ask Steven Seagal how he feels about it. Why? Like, why?
I think he looks so funny, too. Whenever he wears his glasses, he has his goatee and everything. He's like, yeah, I think this is kind of a disgrace.
This is disgusting.
This is bad.
This is disgusting. You know what I think is disgusting? The fact that in that video, I saw the Kremlin literally behind Steven Seagal. That's what I think is disgusting. So, yeah. Just, God. I hate you, Russia. Actually, I hate you.
I like Russia.
Russia's, like, right. Russians are cool. I mean, wait. Let me think about this. There are cool people in Russia, but there are also bad people in Russia.
It's like the Nazis. There's good people on both sides.
Yeah, exactly. That was a joke for anybody.
There are any of our
three listeners who may get triggered by that.
There are no good Nazis.
That was obviously a joke. Anyways, back to the liberal madhouse show.
Mad money.
Did anyone hear about Tony Hawk yesterday?
No, what
happened? What's going on with Tony Hawk?
There's some NCAA investigations going on a bunch of basketball teams. And some news channel, I think it was MSNBC, brought Tony Hawk on to talk about it.
Why?
Speaking of, why are we asking people
speaking
questions?
Speaking of liberal crazy
of why
shows,
are we asking random
MSNBC.
People things,
MSNBC.
I don't know if it was them for sure. Don't quote me on that. But some like bigger news channel just
brought
Tony
Hawk
on.
Who was the guy
Hawk
who
on?
Got put on MSNBC for telling fake war stories?
Brian Williams.
Yeah, Brian Williams.
Like we shot out in a helicopter and almost crashed. Yeah, I was there. That happened.
I was in the helicopter, and the helicopter blew up, and I had to get facial reconstruction surgery, and I lost all of my limbs. But luckily, they were reattached. I'm Brian Williams.
I don't think the story was that in detail.
No, it wasn't. And he didn't
but
lie
he
that
did,
much.
He did say like they were getting shot at or something.
But he totally lied. They were getting shot at, but it was he said his he helicopter got shot down, but it was the other helicopter.
Yeah.
And he was like, my helicopter got shot down. But it anyways,
my
back
helicopter
to,
got
yeah.
shot down.
Back to Ty Kyle.
We're still on this.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care. Like, just whatever. Keep posting your stupid stuff that nobody cares about on Facebook, Taya. Keep it up.
She's
We're
that Facebook a Facebook mom.
Bach.
She's a Facebook mom. She's a Facebook mom with who's,
political opinion.
Who's the widow of the greatest sniper in American
greatest kill death ratio of all time.
Yeah, man. Hurricane Katrina. Let me kill some looters. Ow, ow. No, but read the book. Don't trust the movie. You should. That guy, he has some issues. That should have been figured out before he went into the military.
But he also killed loads people. Of terrorists and stuff.
No, like, yeah, he did some good stuff.
Yeah, but then in the book he said, you know, I like this.
Yeah, no, he was like, which, like, it, I can see some aspect of like satisfaction with like killing a terrorist.
I'd be like, yeah, I'm protecting my country.
But like he said it in a way that was like, yeah, I just like killing. This is awesome.
You should totally do it.
Yeah, try it. Try it sometime. No, he didn't say that, but
I don't think we'd remember him in such a light way if he actually had said that.
He did. He said that.
He didn't say
Nobody read the book is the problem. Everybody just watched the movie.
Who reads a book now if there's a movie coming
exactly.
out? No one.
Especially conservative Potter. Republicans. But anyways.
I'm just roasting
Nick right now. No, I'm just kidding.
Miller.
Oh,
hey.
I hate
Miller.
Miller
walked by. Yeah. Get out of here, Miller.
Miller. I hate Miller.
We still don't know why you left. We asked him.
It was the shard thing. It's got to be.
Yeah, he sharded. Just a reminder to all you folks.
All four of you.
Okay, well, so Ty, Kyle, dads who go out cigarettes and never come back. Opening Snapchat videos with the volume cranked all the way in public.
The Snap story thing, when you're like with a group of people and all of a sudden you just hear some really loud noise that you don't care about from someone you don't know.
You know what I don't like?
Snap stories full blast, like I don't care.
You know what I don't like? I don't like when somebody has their phone connected to the Bluetooth speaker and then they open up Snapchat and watch stories and it like blares over the music.
That's never happened to me, but that would make me mad. That would make me mad.
Yeah, that's rough.
I don't like that.
That would enrage me, actually. I'd be enraged.
Enraged?
Enraged.
Would your face get more red?
His face got redder. If only you guys could see it.
But this is radio.
Yeah.
Aw, you're so cute. You know that?
As you brush your hair.
Oh, no! We got to bleep. That's going to cost some money. Oh, man. Come on. That was for you, Hugh. Oh, man. Okay.
That was just a natural reaction.
Darn it. Darn it to heck. I'm so flipping angry right now.
I'll send an email to Malik saying, hey, can you like bleep this one part out?
Well, that's all we have today.
We gotta just
Okay.
It's been an incredible four shows.
Thank you. This is a season finale.
This is the series finale. We're getting
canceled. Yeah, we're getting canceled. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening.
We're getting canceled. This is Joe's fault.
To all of our millions of fans.
To all 10 of you, the Nick and Sam show begins next
Friday. We're doing a meet and greet at San Diego Comic-Con this year, if anyone wants to...
The Nick and Sam show starts next Friday at 5.
The Nick and Sam...
Power Hour.
Yeah, Nick and Sam Power Hour with...
Without Jonah.
Welcome to Boundaries with Nick and Sam. Welcome to A Lot of Boundaries with no Jonah.
We finally lived up to the name.
This is like in Top Gear when Jeremy Clarkson drunkenly tried to punch a producer in the face and then he got fired.
You know,
I didn't know that.
You didn't? That's why they're on Amazon now. Is because he was like, "All right, fine. I don't care." And then the two other guys, Richard Hammond and James May, they were like, yeah, we'll leave too, because we're friends. And then BBC was like, we'll give you like $7 million if you stay. And they were like, no, that's cool. We're like rich enough. Don't even trip, dog. And then they went to Amazon.
It's not for me, dog.
Okay,
that's
well.
What they're going to say about us continuing.
Well, on
show.
That bombshell.
Thanks to Jonah.
This has been No Boundaries.
Okay.
Nick and Sam show next Friday at 5. We are going to have a different co-host every single week that's not Jonah. Because Jonah's a loose cannon.
All right.
See you next time.
Probably not.